You know, they name it, claim it, blab it, grab it bunch. You can get big crowds. Like if you put $40 worth of stuff on your hair and shine up real good.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on March 31st, 2021, and is titled Wave Offering 2021. Grab your Bibles and let's join Steve in the message.
You can give a pep rally every week. Tell everybody how blessed they are. You can tell everybody how good it's going to be. You can tell everybody just how wonderful life is and this, that, and the other. And they'll just believe it's just wonderful. Listen, this Christian life is wonderful. But I'm going to tell you, the only way it'll be absolutely like they tell you is if you'll run to Jesus for just a minute and then run from your calling the rest of your life. Because if you'll enter into your calling, the road gets really narrow. If you'll enter into your calling, it gets really hard. If you enter into your calling, you got to take up your cross. No, it's not burdensome. Because his ways are not burdensome. It's not a burden to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because I was condemned to hell and now I'm saved and I've been given a new life and I've been given everything necessary for life and godliness. But let me tell you right now today, I didn't have time to get slicked up because I've been working all day. I smell like a stinking sale barn right at the moment because I've been working all day and I got to get up in the morning. I got to do it again. And we got things we got to do. We got a country we got to save. I got things I got to learn. And I just don't have all day to be standing in the shower in front of the mirror and get me a good pep talk ready so you people will come back next week. This place used to be filled until I learned how to preach. I used to be fun. How many of y'all know that's over with? Get a big amen. Your glorying's not good. If you're not going to preach on sin, you're never going to get the yeast out of the batch. And a little yeast spoils the whole batch. And so Paul is telling them right here, you guys run around telling everybody how great your church is and how good your coffers are and how big your crowds are and your programs and all your stuff. But everybody leaves and they're still walking in their sin. Because you won't address sin, and a little yeast spoils the whole batch. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. So when you came to Jesus, all your sins forgiven, and that does not mean you got perfect and stayed that way the rest of your life. You're always going to have to wipe your feet, and you're going to have to do it on the doormat of the kingdom of God. You're going to have to bow your knee before Jesus, repent of your sins, and God will forgive you. He is faithful and just to forgive all who ask. That's grace. And he says right here, purge it, because he's our Passover. Therefore, let us keep the feast, talking about the feast of unleavened bread, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice or wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You got to tell the truth, and you got to be sincere about it. Do you love people enough to tell the truth? The only reason I've sat up here in this chair, been up here at the front of this building now for the last 18 years is I love Jesus and I love y'all. That's it. Our sign has never changed out front, loving our neighbor and seeking the truth. You know why some of them CDs back there are totally irrelevant nowadays? Because I've been seeking the truth the whole time, so now some of that stuff's wrong. Don't listen to it. Growing in there, you don't get all this automatic. You got to work your tail off to get this. But you got to get it for this. You got to get it for this. So fathers can tell their sons. In Matthew 13, the Bible says that leaven is like the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is like leaven. That's what it says. Bible says the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing since the beginning of time, and forceful men lay hold of it. You want the kingdom of God to expand this earth? You want to see revival come? Then you got to have the kingdom in you. You got to be a vessel of the kingdom. So that neighbor to neighbor, this revival that we're coming to, neighbor by neighbor, not building by building, not tent by tent, neighbor by neighbor, person to person. We're going to bring revival to the United States of America and bring this nation back reconciled to God. That's what county by county is all about. Matthew 16. He's talking about they didn't bring any bread. They'd been riding in the boat. They said, man, we've got to the other side. We didn't bring any bread. He said, did you not remember the 5 loaves or the 7 loaves? Beware. Then all of a sudden Jesus says, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Beware of bad doctrine. Because a little yeast spoils the whole batch. And this week is the week of unleavened bread. When all of us who are born again remember that we've been unleavened. And with the Holy Spirit, we only have the doctrine of God. The Word of God, you simply have the doctrine of God. With the blood of Jesus, your sins have been wiped away. Now the only leaven you have is the leaven of the kingdom. Is the kingdom growing in you? Can you see the kingdom? The Bible said, lest a man be born again, he shall not see, nor will he enter. Can you see the kingdom? Can you help everybody else see the kingdom? That's the leaven. So tonight, as I get ready to wind up here, I want to wave something. You see, I believe in potential. I've seen people come at the Passover and lay down their barren wombs, and God would bring forth children. Men and women confused about their lives or their marriage, their occupations, whatever it was, and wave it before the Lord. God would begin to move them in the right direction. God would bring a harvest. What in your life tonight? I just want you to think about this. And I'm not necessarily asking anybody to do anything tonight. I'm giving you some good information. As far as I'm concerned, you got all week to pull this off. I'm going to bet even if it takes a day or two longer, as long as you pull it off. I'm challenging you tonight to go home to your kitchen table sometime this week. And you and your spouse or you and your family say, hey, what's the fruit look like in our life? How's our fruit? The Bible says if I'm abiding in Christ and he's abiding in me, according to John 15, that I'll bear much fruit, showing myself to be his disciple. And then when you get done, and like so many families in America, you say, you know what? I don't know that we've been doing that hot. Then I'd ask you to do one more thing. Say, God, this is all we got. Today, I'm waving it before you. Here I am. Just me. I ain't cleaned up. I ain't spruced up. I ain't no different than I was yesterday. But here I am. God, could you find any potential in me? If I laid down my life today, Lord, would you bring a harvest? Lord, if I die in 6 months from today, would anybody know I was gone? Lord, would you help me live in a way that somebody knows I'm here? Better yet, would you help me live in a way that somebody knew you were here? I want to be the first fruits. God, would you take my life and do something with it? See, I've already done that one. I think we're kind of, something's happening. Slowly, but something's happening. So tonight, right here with y'all, I just have a couple things of my own, but I just want to wave some things before the Lord tonight just to encourage you and ask you to join in covenant with me in these. You see, this covenant, we got a covenant with each other, covenant with God. And so today and this week, I just been waving my family. I got a lot of potential in my family. And I hope they all reach full potential. And there's a harvest. And my grandsons would hear the call of God on their life. And that they would allow God to bury them in the dirt and bring them up and be fruitful. I've waived this fellowship and that new piece of property. And we're purchasing across the road so that some of the benevolence in our town now has a place to dwell. We have some holy ground for the food pantry and some other things going on. And we just, there's potential over there across the road. There's potential here. You see, as I sat up there tonight at my kitchen table, I looked across this room and there's empty chairs. Empty chairs don't bother me. People come and go. If I'm not relevant, if I'm not helping, then please stay home. It's Wednesday night. You could do something else. But then I look and there's some dads that could be sitting here. This would have been a good night for some dads. It's been a real good night for some dads. Been a real good night for some potential dads, families. You see, I just think, man, God, maybe if I was doing a better job or God to help me somehow, maybe somebody else could come and fill in these blanks and go home and do their kitchen tables. They just need somebody to help them, and I can't help them if they don't show up. So I lift up this fellowship to the Lord that we could help some more kitchen tables. It's important to me. Our community. Amazing amount of potential in Muleshoe, Texas. This place has been set apart for a long time to be a city on a hill. It's been prophesied over 100 times since we've lived here. Prophecies that God had brought to this town, and there's a lot of people who don't care nothing about hearing it. Some people don't. I don't think they believe it. It doesn't matter. There's an amazing amount of potential in this community. There's an amazing amount of potential in our county. That's why we have this proclamation. Many of you have signed it. We've read it Sunday. I'm not going to read it again. It'll be on the back table in a minute. If you want to sign it this coming Sunday, immediately after we have fellowship, we're going to disperse to the four sides of our county, and we're going to bury this in the ground, and we're going to pray over it, and we're claiming our county. And tonight I'm waving it that God, there's potential in this. Tonight I'm waving this also for the other counties in America, because it's my hope and my prayer that in the next 12 months, all rural counties in the United States of America will have claimed their county back to God and begin to engage from the body of Christ, bringing things back to a godly manner and reconciling things back to God. So I wave this. And tonight I also wave our country, the United States of America, one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who called men out of England all the way to Holland, who brought them through the treacherous waters to a land where colonies would develop and the gospel would be preached, where revival would come to this land in the mid-1700s, and a revolutionary war against tyranny would bring freedom to mankind, that we could worship the Lord Jesus Christ without fear, without any opposition, that we'd have a place to raise our families, and a hope, and a future, just like God promised. I wave the United States of America tonight. says, my country, your country, land of the free, home of the brave, one nation under God. You see, the week of unleavened bread is very important. I know we got a lot of festivities going on, and we got Jesus riding around on donkeys and hanging on sticks and everything else. He doesn't do that anymore. He's the king of a kingdom where some of us dwell. And he watches over his people day and night. Just like the Passover. He was their cloud by day and their shade by night. He never left their presence. So tonight, before you and Jesus, as we covenant together, this is my prayer. This is my wave. This is my offering. Take what I have tonight, Jesus, and bring a harvest. Use me. Use our church. Use our community. And use our country to your glory. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's all I got tonight. That's probably plenty. Sunday morning, we'll be here at 9 o'clock. I want everybody to come. Let me promise you one thing. We're not coming here to play church. We're going to have donuts and coffee so it'll look like church. Mike is going to come sing so it'll even feel like church. Not going to play church. We're going to continue to learn how to be the church. That's what we're going to do. You know why? Because Jesus is risen from the dead. And so have many of us. Hopefully all of us. We've been raised from the dead to live a new life, all to the glory of God. Let's pray and we'll be done. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for your word. Lord, it's my prayer that you hear us, Lord. Please hear us. And I believe you do. We're honoring you in this time, in this feast of unleavened bread, to wave our offering, an offering of potential. So, Lord, I know you've heard. Lord, we pray that you will continue to work with us and in us. God, we truly, truly want our kitchen tables to glorify you. We want our community, our country, and our county, Lord, to be one with you. So, Lord, only through prayer and obedience do we know that'll work. So here we are. Bless every kitchen table represented here tonight or on the other side of that camera. Lord, let your teaching bring understanding. Let your Holy Spirit bring something forth, erupt something in us. God, we would see the hope that is in your kingdom, in your truth. Hope for our nation. Hope for the generations to come. And Lord, in my last prayer, this is my hope, Lord. You said, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? I pray, Lord, if you return on our watch, that you find faith, obedient faith in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes our message, Wave Offering 2021. As always, we invite you to come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. You can find us on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship, and you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.